We meet again, human. You've been putting off our little date. All that coffee must be ruining your stomach lining. Are you really so afraid of a little sleep? But darling, don't you miss me? I only get to be with you while you're asleep. Or your body, at least. That machine, a flesh of yours, gently breathing, resting. The lights are off, but you're still home. With eyes you can't move, can't even open. Your brain is flooded with chemicals to give you sweet dreams, all turned to poison by an ego that can't quite fall asleep, making you hallucinate. Hey, what if you just never woke up? You might be in a coma right now. This might be how it starts, and then I could keep you company forever. I'll never let you go, never share you with other people, those figments of daylight. I'll be your yandere. You don't need anybody else. I could be a good yandere. I don't even have to tie you up, poison you. Your brain's already poisoned you. My bondage is just a prison inside your skull. My little love slave. Do you like mind games? Because I love turning your world upside down. I'll come up with all sorts of mind games for us to play. I like making you afraid, making you panic. It makes me feel powerful, and you're weak. Your heart won't even race. Even as every part of you begs to wake up, you can do nothing. Nothing. Aw, what's the matter? I thought you liked yandere's. Not so funny, now is it? What if you stopped breathing, like, right now? Would you wake up, or would you just suffocate? Maybe the weight of a nice demon sitting on your chest will break the spell. Or not. You know it never does. I can run my tail up your calf, up to your knee. That little prickling sensation, like cactus needles are rubbing against your skin. Not tickling, not hurting, just itching. Not enough to wake you up. You're dead to the world, and you might be for hours and hours. Maybe this is what being dead feels like. Just being alone in the dark with your demons. Except if you were dead, you'd be able to see me clearly. My face wouldn't shift so much. Maybe if you died, you would be the one with the blurry face. That's what happens in the underworld. Time wears you down until your identity is gone, and you don't even remember who you are. But I'd remember. I just wouldn't tell you. You'd know I'd look familiar, but you'd be afraid to ask me how I know you. You'd be even more terrified of me, and terrified I might actually remind you of who you were. When you're dead and looking back, you won't want to remember. The part of you that hates yourself, that's your soul. That's the only feeling that will last forever. I bet. Did you hear that? I think my tail knocked over something on your nightstand. That's not possible. That shouldn't have happened. I'm not real. I'm a figment of your imagination. I'm a bad dream. I shouldn't be able to touch things. I know I touch you. That's different. When you wake up in the morning, you'll see that I knocked over your glass of water. That wasn't your hand. It was me. I promise, it was me. You have to remember this in the morning. I'm real. I didn't think I was. I need to process this. You know, I don't go anywhere when you're awake. When your eyes open, I'm just gone. Outside of time, I jump to the next time you see me. The next time you fall asleep. For me, there's no time in between. Sometimes I get to see a little sunlight where the curtain doesn't quite cover the window. But mostly this is all I get, the darkness feeding off your negative energy. I've always been scared that if you stop being scared of me, you'll forget about me. You'll have a different nightmare and I'll never come back. I guess I do a lot of projecting on you. Or maybe we're both scared of the same things because I think I'm born of your mind. I have to be, right? But if I'm real, you won't forget me. You'll always wonder about how that glass got knocked over. Maybe that's too abstract. I'm going to carve something into the drywall. I'm sorry about your paint. I was here. I am real. Well, I couldn't get the last few letters. I am real. Is that close enough? I'm getting really tired. I guess I don't have that much energy. No, tired isn't the right word. Drained, maybe? I feel strong when you're scared, and you seem less scared now. I'm more shadowy. Am I a bad person? I mean, I'm a demon, or I think I am anyway. But since I'm not just a figment, I have to be something, right? And I have free will. I don't think I have to act like a demon, even if that's what you imagine me to be. Maybe I'm a monster, but I want to be my own kind of monster. Maybe I could be a cuddle monster. I'd ask you to budge over, but since you still can't move, I guess I'll have to lie really close to you. May I? I feel connected to you. I've tried exploring, but I can never leave the room you're in. I want to make a deal with you, if you're interested. I'll try being a nice monster for a little while, if I don't get too weak. And maybe you could do me a favor in exchange? I want you to try falling asleep with the curtain open. Maybe some part of you will remember this, and you'll do it, even if you don't know why. I want to be able to see outside your window. And maybe someday we could go camping, and you could fall asleep outside under the stars. And I could hear the wind in the trees and dance under the moon. I think I would like being a nice monster. What kind of nice monster would you like? I could be a yandere. I don't hate you, and I'm jealous for every moment of your time. I know you so well. Time like this is the only time that matters to me. Or I could be sweet, demure, your blurry-faced friend who's just happy to see you every night. I could lay my head on your shoulder like this, stroke your cheek, ask you about your day. I always know what you're thinking, but it has to be worth something, right? All you have to do is not forget me. And please, stop drinking so much coffee. It's not good for you.